Right now at Mitsubishi, you'll get 7 years warranty, plus up to $1,500 worth of accessories. See your Mitsubishi dealer.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And we have been robbed, MG. The NRL has stolen the intellectual property of this show.
Yeah, I don't mind. As long as they give us full disclosure.
we'll explain what's happened soon, but safe to say that this trialling rules idea that the NRL has announced today, someone else suggested it over 12 months ago.
Yep. And we'll tell you who that someone is very shortly.
He's on this show behind a microphone as we speak. We're going to get to exactly what the NRL wants to trial very shortly, though, MJ.
Yeah, also, if you are a Panthers, a Raiders, a Storm, or a Roosters fan, all sailing along pretty well at the moment, make sure you stay tuned for our chat about Team List Tuesday. The teams are out. Who is out? Who is in? Wow.
Huge.
Massive, massive outs.
For all of you in your Supercoach Grand Finals this week.
Oh, I've given up.
Get your paper and pen ready. Caelan Ponga, superstar of the Newcastle Knights, is going to join the show. Brand new segment. And MG is going to start unloading on sporting issues. But the best part about it is, MG, a massive prize to give away
One of the best we've given on the Rush Hour in our, third year of operation.
I would go so far as to say the biggest.
Yeah, I would too.
In the show's history, the biggest prize we've ever given away. That's coming up after 6:30, MG. But up next, theft.
Yeah.
Robbery.
Balaclava and everything. They come and
took
it off.
They came in 12 months after the fact and stole our idea.
Charlie, get Graeme Annesley on the phone right now.
Get him on the phone,
get
Charlie.
Get him on the phone.
We're
get
not having this. The NRL to trial. New rules in this weekend's Dead Rubber. We'll walk you through them up next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Team List Tuesday, massive changes. So many players being rested for the final round of the regular season. We're going to get to all those up next. But now,
trending now.
The NRL released a statement today, MG, saying that experimental rules will be trialled in round 20 in the Dead Rubbers, as they are called. The Broncos taking on the Cowboys and the Warriors taking on the Sea Eagles. No impact on the top eight, and as such, the NRL is taking the opportunity to trial some new rules.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. Well, actually, it's a great idea.
I'm not surprised you think that, because I would like to play you... I'd like to...
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A, Your Honour. September 3rd, 2019, Mark Geyer speaking.
Panthers and Knights. Their game means nothing to the top eight, so I propose that we make... we experiment with a couple of potential subtle rule changes while we can.
You made the suggestion to trial new rules in Dead Rubbers 12 months ago, MG.
Yes.
In this very week, in this exact same time of the season, leading into the final round of the regular season, you said, let's not just introduce new rules.
Let's do it.
And 12 months later, Andrew Abdo and Graeme Annesley and everybody have said, you know that idea we nicked from MG? I reckon now's the time to roll it out. Surely they won't remember.
I must confess, the new rules that they've hinted at, I like them. I like them a lot. There's a couple of grey areas, but I know you've got the list there in front of you.
Let's walk through them. So the four rules that they are going to introduce in those two games. Firstly, prior to conversion, the bunker can review the try and overturn the referee's decision. Thoughts?
Yeah, I love that. As I said in the show yesterday, I think the bunker should rule just purely on tries. I think that now they're at the captain's challenges and they're working beautifully. I think the referee should not have to say whether it's a try or no try. It clouds the judgment of the bunker. The bunker is trying to look too hard to see if the bunker tries too hard to agree with the referees on field decision. So instead, just give the bunker total autonomy. Say, okay, mate, send it up. I'm having a look. Unlike NFL, when they watch every single touchdown over and over again, I don't want to get like that. Some tries is so blatantly obvious that you say blow the whistle and get on with it.
It seems like the system at the moment wants to reinforce the fact that the ref on field is in charge, when it should just be the right decision is paramount, regardless of who makes it.
Yeah, so in that regard, young Jackson Paulo the other night when they were taking the shot at goal, Adam Reynolds, the referee would have said, ah, sorry, brother, that's been overturned.
Overturned, exactly.
With same thing with the Gutherson try.
Yep. Okay.
Overturned.
So that one gets a tick. What about the next one? Only forwards will be allowed to pack into scrums.
Yeah, love it. Those who love an old scrum, at least we've got some semblance of a scrum when we see forwards. The only thing I will say is that when reserves come on, and I know this is a white flag for you as well, is that how do you tell who's a forward and who's a back packing into the scrum? But what it does, Liam, it kind of gives back the back line on back line attacking raids 10 metres out from an opposing line. So blokes like Jack Whiten and Wade Graham, who's playing 5-8 this weekend, bit of a teaser there for Teamless Tuesday, they'd love this because we'd be one-on-one against the back. So the forwards have got to pack into the forward pack. What you see now is big units standing in the back line on their own line and big units standing in the back line when they're attacking a line so they can just barge over.
Would have been a lot easier for the referees to discern forwards and backs in your era.
Of course
nowadays they're all the same size.
Well, some of the backs are bigger than forwards.
Next one. After a six again has been awarded, all defending players except markers must adhere to the 10-metre rule.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. I thought that was already in vogue, that the as soon as the sixth again is signalled, basically they're saying you must get back behind the ref, otherwise there's going to be a penalty blown on field. But I'm scratching my head with that one at the moment.
I'll see how that one works out.
I'll get my head around that when I see it.
And lastly, handover for kicks into touch rather than a scrum.
Now, this is a really intriguing one. This is all about game management being taken away from the playmaker.
Yeah.
Because those who watch rugby league constantly like I do will know that when your forwards are tired, your halfback kicks the ball into touch for you to walk to the scrum and get your breath back. But now the other team get the ball and they take a tap or play the ball. So that's going to mean the forwards are saying to themselves, I've got to be fitter. I've got to be fitter. Because all of a sudden the game management has been taken away from blokes like Cooper Cronk, who have excelled at this.
Yeah.
Ricky Stewart in his day would have excelled at this because they just kicked the ball into touch and we walked to the scrum. But now you can't kick the ball into, unless it's a 40-20, obviously, that still applies, or a 20-40, which we haven't seen one of them yet. But, yeah, I love them that we're trying to at least experiment with these games that mean nothing to the outcome of the top eight.
New rules get a tick from MG, and they should because they were his idea. MG...
Not the new rules.
The concept of trying new rules in dead rubbers. Shannon Boyd... He's thinking his lucky stars he retired.
Most forwards are thinking to himself, okay, I was going to go to Mum's for Christmas Day. I'm training.
I'm going to the Sand Dunes instead. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Teamlist Tuesday, all the changes up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M for Mitsubishi, MG. Our mates at Mitsubishi. Score 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing on Triton GLX R manual with 3-point-ton towing. 3-point-ton towing, MG. That's a lot of towage. For just $39,990, drive away. It's Tuesday. It means we do this.
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
Triple M Rush Hours, Team List Tuesdays.
Get your pens and paper ready, people, because there's a few team changes to get through. Let's start it off with the Panthers Dogs, MG. The Panthers have secured the minor premiership and they've taken the opportunity to rest some players. Billy Kickow, Stephen Crichton, Dylan Edwards all getting the week off. Dane Laurie will come in at fullback for Dylan Edwards. You see Tyron May move into the centres. Kurt Capewell in the second row. James Tarmel does come back in. Mitch Kenny drops out for Abby Corrissau, and Moses Leota shifts to the bench. No rest for Nathan Cleary, however. And then the Dogs go in unchanged in this one.
Yeah, unbelievable depth, the Panthers. Unbelievable depth when you can take Crichton and Kickow out of a team and put some high-caliber players replacement in for them. Yeah, I would have thought that now that the minor premiership is sewn up, there might have been a few more niggling injuries they might have taken care of, but maybe not. Maybe they're all primed and they want to keep the rage going. That's the only thing I can take out of it because... Well, we'll be getting to a couple of other teams that are going the complete opposite tact.
There's also a little award that maybe... You know, Dally and Medal.
Oh, I think that's already been sewn up. I think give it to Nathan Cleary now before the last round's done. He's got it.
Well, the Panthers have rested three. Let's move along to the Canberra Raiders. They take on the Cronulla Sharks. They've rested six. Chance Nickel-Klokstad, George Williams, Jared Croker, John Bateman, Jordan Rapana, Josh Papali. I beg your pardon, they've rested seven because they've also rested Jack Whiten. All of those players will be missing this weekend. Adam Cook comes in at fullback. Harley Smith-Shields and Matt Tomoko are the new centre pairing. Matt Frawley, Sam Williams is the new halves. And as I said, Jack Whiten and George Williams both rested. Then for the Sharks, we see Wade Graham come in at 5'8 to partner Connor Tracy.
Nice. I'm quite flabbergasted that the Raiders have rested so many people, so many players, so many personnel, because if the Eels lose to the Tigers and the Raiders win, they go to fourth.
Mm.
And they get two bites of the cherry. You finish fifth, you play the Sharks, who aren't travelling on that well, but semi-final footy, anything can happen.
Mm.
And you're 80 minutes away from getting bundled out in the first round if you finish fifth, sixth, seventh or eighth. So, yeah, look, they must all have some injuries, and I suppose most teams have this time of year with the season we've had, it being such a dynamic season. Mm. No rest for the wicked, so to speak, no buys, a lot of injuries will be taken into the final rounds anyway.
All right, the Panthers have rested three, the Raiders have rested seven, the Melbourne Storm are taking the absolute piss.
Yeah.
They take on the Dragons Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. They've rested 12.
There's your five. Here's our 12.
Write them down, MG. Branko Lee, Cameron Smith, Cameron Munster, Felice Kafusi, Jerome Hughes, Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich, Josh Adokar, Justin Olam, Nelson Asofa-Solomona, Suliasu Vunivalu, and Tino Fasua-Malawi are all rested.
Yeah, they are taking the piss, aren't they? To be honest. That is this unbelievable that they can do that in the last round of footy to be able to rest all their players. And I suppose they can't finish any worse than second. They can't go any higher than second. So why not when you can? Why not when you can?
On the other side of that ledger, the Dragons, Corey Norman dropped. Jaden Sullivan will partner Adam Clune in the halves.
Yeah, watch this kid go, Jaden Sullivan. He can play. He's a great little player. So given the opportunity against the depleted Melbourne Storm, if Dragons can't beat that Melbourne Storm team, come on. 12 of them out.
Hook Griffin.
12. 12 of them out. We won't say the Kings will get in trouble, but that's taking the pee.
We'll get a fine from the NRL.
Yeah.
For flipping them. The NRL should be fining the Melbourne Storm. Because that dropping 12 players, resting 12 players, that is the ultimate flipping of the bird.
Well, there is. We'll get to that later.
All right. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Kalyn Ponga, Newcastle Knights superstar, joins us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
MG, the weekend of footy, there were highlights everywhere, but I reckon McDonald Jones Stadium would have been one of the picks of locations over the weekend. Old Boys Day at Newcastle doesn't get much better.
No, the Knights flexed their muscle again and they put the Dragons to the sword in a big way.
42 to 18, the final score. The man that opened the scoring for the Knights that day joins us on the line, Kalyn Ponga from the Knights. G'day, Kalyn.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, buddy. As always, thanks so much for your time. Great to get back in the winner's circle a week out from semi-final footy. Are you pumped that the finals are around the corner?
Yeah, definitely pumped. We've got a job to do this weekend to get a home semi, but it's really exciting. You know, a lot of our boys haven't had a taste of finals footy. You know, we've been working pretty hard throughout the year, so for it to just be around the corner is pretty exciting.
Another fantastic game from yourself. You scored the first try. You set up another two, ran for over 100 metres, busted five tackles. Your play all year has been going to the next level. Have you done anything away from the game to improve? I know it's very hard in these COVID times, but have you done anything at all to, you know, extra sprint training or something? Because you seem notably faster.
Yeah, it is quite hard to get away from the game, given the bubble. But it might be a good thing. You know, I usually don't think about the game that much when I'm away from it. I guess these sort of times, it's really all you can think about. I don't know. I mean, I know you're talking about this sort of physical attributes, but living in the bubble and the way things have gone, it's pretty much all about mental. I think a lot of teams are fit. You know, a lot of teams have trained hard about sort of what you can do as an individual to mentally be stronger than you're opposing a number one or, you know, whoever you're versing. So I think that's probably just the thing for us. You know, we've been pretty inconsistent throughout the year and it's just about having that mental toughness. And if we get a good win this weekend, hopefully that can take us into the finals.
The win over the Dragons, Old Boys Day at the Knights, a very special day on the calendar for that club. Even in the times with the restricted crowds, could you hear a bit more of the former players shouting words of encouragement, Kalyn?
Our crowd's pretty vocal, and it has been since we've been able to have them back. You know, we love playing at home. It was a big day for many reasons, that Alex with him and Carp, Old Boys Day. We had a couple things within the team that we wanted to win for, and yeah, I just wish pre-COVID or post-COVID or wasn't COVID, it would have been a huge day. It would have been, we would have had, you know, 20,000 here, packed stands. It would have been awesome. But I'm not too sure what the numbers were, but they were loud.
You mentioned the word inconsistency, and that I couldn't agree with you more. On your day, you look at your forward pack and who comes off the bench, and it's one of the best, if not the best, in the competition on paper. You know, you've got Junior in the halves, you've got a fantastic outside backs, you've got you at fullback. I suppose that's the coach's biggest dilemma, to try and get that happening week in, week out, that type of footy you played yesterday.
Yeah, like for me personally, I can't speak on behalf of the other boys, but I reckon if, you know, we had a good win last night, we get a good win this weekend, and we sort of build momentum. And once you get into the finals, my mentality is anything can happen. You just got to go after it and fight for it.
One good thing is that the Knights will be playing finals in 2020. We'll find out this weekend whether that starts with a home final or not when you take on the Titans on Friday night at 6 o'clock. Best of luck for that one, Caelan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're going to be joined by Jude Bolton to talk a little bit of AFL very shortly. But MG, we've got a brand new segment.
I love this segment.
The new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage.
Rush Hour The Rush Hour Dump.
The Rush Hour Dump. Thanks to our mates at Hino, we've got a brand new segment. It's called The Rush Hour Dump. Every Tuesday, MG, you are going to unload.
Like a dump on someone, yeah.
Like a dump truck does, yeah, on something from the world of sport. But here's the best bit about this, is that we're giving everybody within the Rush Hour family the chance to win, listen to this, a Hino 300 Series tipper truck worth over $55,000. Drive away.
What?
Yeah. All they've got to do is go to the Triple M Win page and submit their own sports dump. Unload on something from the world of sport.
Oh, my goodness.
And you could win yourself a Hino 300 Series tipper truck.
So I suppose the bigger the dump, the bigger the prize.
And
the
bigger, exactly
the bigger
right.
The bigger chance you have of winning the prize.
Exactly. The new Hino 300 Series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage. Now, MG, you're going to show the people just how you unload on a big sporting issue. Take it away, sir.
Well, I'm going to dump on whoever in the NRL issued Craig Bellamy a warning for flipping, for daring to flip Cam Smith the bird in such a lovely gesture. There's two versions of the bird. You know, there's an angry bird. There's a lovely bird. That's his way of a handshake, you know, Craig Bellamy. Craig Bellamy, I think he even apologised for it in his own press conference. We've got some audio here from him.
I'll have to apologise for my reaction when they all started looking up at the box and laughing at me. I just stuck it up. I'm surprised the camera caught me, actually. But anyone that takes offence at that, I'm sorry.
Nah. They'd be sorry. The person who issued you the warning should be sorry. And that's who I'm dumping on right now. Come on. As I said, there's a massive difference between an angry bird and a lovable bird. It's like in a car, Liam, when you get a friendly toot of the horn from somebody behind you compared to a hand on the horn for 3 seconds type hoot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's
absolutely.
Same as the F word. That can be used in context. That can be used in different contexts. Some mates at a pub might use it, but if you're calling someone the F word, well, that's a no-no. So, come on. Craig Bellamy's bird was one of them. Oh, look at that. No one took offence, Craig. No one whatsoever took offence, because we all knew what the circumstances were.
Mm.
It was your best mate. He overtook you to score more tries than you in your career, and they all looked at you in the box, and you just gave them the bird and went, ha-ha, boys. It's like he does when he goes to the Christmas party. That's his new way in COVID times of giving a handshake. Hey, guys, bird. Hello. Oh, hello. Hey, Dylan, how are you, mate? Bird. Hello, Doris. Bird. No one takes offence. No one takes offence at Craig Bellamy's bird. It's a lovable bird. Where Ivan Cleary said the Tigers supporters.
That was a different bird.
That was an angry bird. That was an angry bird.
So in short, the only person that deserves a bird is whoever at the NRL decided that Craig Bellamy should be fined for his bird.
I'm saying it's Andrew Abdo. There you go.
Andy.
Andy, you're listening to the show right now in your car on your way back to the Northern Beaches. There's the bird for you, my friend. You can't see it through radio, but I'm giving you the bird.
Now that's
it's a lovable bird, not an angry one.
That is how you dump on something in the world of sport. You target the head honcho, the CEO of the NRL. You go after him.
It might have even been Volandis. Peter, did you give him that warning? If you did, there's the bird for you as well.
And actually, I'm a bit of a friendly bird to Peter.
That's friendly. They're all friendly from me.
They're all friendly birds from you. Okay. Yeah, well, there you go. Now, that's as easy as it is. It's simple
as that. What a prize, Liam.
Triple M win page. Got an issue from the world of sport that you want to unload about, and you can win yourself the new Hino 300 Series tipper truck. It's worth over 55K drive away. Cannot wait to visit the Rush Hour dump on a weekly basis. Every Tuesday, MG, we're going to be doing this.
This is going to be exciting.
Outstanding. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Up next, Jude Bolton, Sydney Swans legend. AFL is done for the year in Sydney. I'm going to get Jude's thoughts on the wash-up for both the Giants and the Swans next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're almost done for your Tuesday, but for Bing Lee, we need to talk some AFL, MG. AFL essentially done for the year in Sydney.
The Sydney side is, it is, yeah. Both the GWS Giants, who finished 10th, and the Sydney Swans, who finished 16th. There will be no finals footy for them this year in this revised season.
First time since, I think, 2009 that we won't have a Sydney team playing finals football, but we bring in a man who knows all about finals football, two-time premiership star, 300-plus games, Jude Bolton. G'day, Jude.
Evening, lads. How are we?
Fantastic, buddy. And as we just surmised, it's been a long time since we've seen a Sydney club not in the semi-finals. GWS, we thought, would be there again this year. We knew it was a rebuilding season for the Sydney Swans. But as you reflect on both these teams' season, what are your ratings out of 10 for both of them?
Let's start with the Giants, because grand finalists last year, it's been an abysmal year, really. In terms of the expectations, I really put them at about a 4 or 5 out of 10, really. It's a really disappointing year. We've seen a couple of players, talk about wanting to leave the club and things like that in this last period as well. So really interesting time for the Giants, whether they can sort of respond and get back to where they need to be, because we know in all sports, the premiership window can close up pretty quickly. Swans exposed some really young guys into the game this year, debuted a number of players. They've got a good young list coming through. They didn't have some of their star players out there for large parts of the year, so really battled. But there's some, excitement of where they're heading. It's just going to take time for some of the Swans fans.
Number out of 10?
Still 4, yeah. Oh. Make some... Yeah, I'm pretty harsh on this, mate.
Isn't he just? Yeah, I tell you what.
Hey, I like it. He's not beating around the bush. He's not beating around the bush.
Hey, Jude, I've got the Swans and the Giants aside, want to get some rapid-fire question answers to the footy and what lies ahead of us. Will Jeremy Cameron beat the Giants next year? His contract's not sorted.
I think he will. If he was to leave, it'd probably be Geelong only. But, yeah, I think he's there.
Quickly, All-Australian, which the squad of 40 was announced today. The final 22 will be announced formally next week. Everyone will get their blazers. Nick Haynes from the Giants, recognised in the squad. Tom Papley from the Swans, recognised in the squad. How the bloody hell is Lachie Whitfield not in that 40?
I would have thought he was in the top 40 this year. Really shocked by that. You look at the squad and you've always got to take someone out of there as well. So it is what it is, but I would have thought you'd fit Lachie Whitfield into that 40.
All right, Jude, thanks to Bing Lee, Australian family owned for over 60 years. Bit of an AFL update. Bolts, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, lads.
All right, MG, we got to go. But tomorrow, friend of yours joining us.
Guy who's been in the headlines of late, and I think rightly so. We're going to push. We're going to continue to push the claims for my old teammate and good mate Craig Gower to be given his 2003 Dally M medal.
Craig Gower will join us on the show tomorrow. Cannot wait for that one. We got to go.
As always, thanks for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
Right now at Mitsubishi, you'll get 7 years warranty, plus up to $1,500 worth of accessories. See your Mitsubishi dealer.